today's message, would you say it with me? Walk this way. And if you are new here today, first time, we talk back to me. Here we go. I help you walk this way. I want you to remember this. Walk this way. Matter of fact, I've got a special gift for you today. And I'll tell you about it a little bit later in the time. I don't want to give it all away yet. Here we go. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give an expected end. God thinks you can have the best life. He thinks good thoughts toward you. That goes counter to our minds sometimes because we think God's picking on us. Why could this happen? If God loves me, how could God let this happen? Blah, blah, blah. The bottom line throughout the Word of God is for you, not against you. If you believe in Him, then He believes that you can do anything. And you can make it through anything. Why? Because you're so incredible? No, because He's so incredible. And your faith in Him can be something incredible in your life. Okay? It doesn't mean you're going to have a pain-free life. It doesn't mean you're not going to struggle to have the best life. The best life is a life that you can have regardless of the circumstances or what people do to you in your life. Okay? You can even have made horrible decisions yourself, and you can still, if you put it where it needs to go, you can still have the best life. Okay? God is absolutely for you. God thinks I can. So we looked at that. Last week, Deuteronomy 6:5, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might or your mind. That's something that Jewish Orthodox people say every day. Okay? Every day. It's called the Shema. They say it every day. I get up and say, I will love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. And we talked about that. What does that mean? Well, that means to fear the Lord. To fear the Lord. The word fear means to revere. It means to respect. You want to have the best life, the blessed life, then respect and honor God. Let's keep moving. And the message last week was called Listen Up. Tell this to yourself every day. I'm going to love the Lord my God today. I'm going to love Him with my heart. I'm going to love Him with my soul. I'm going to love Him with my mind. Say it every day, and you tell me if you say that, and you start to get that inside of you, and you start thinking like that and living like that. You come and tell me if your life isn't better. I guarantee your life's going to be better, flat out. What is all that about? It's about having the deepest respect for God. We talked about that. I must love God with all my what? Heart. Deep down inside my gut. What does God's Word say? What would He think about this situation? This is the way I want to live. Okay? I must honor Him with my what? Life. It's not helter-skelter. Anything goes. I'm going to live my life to honor the Lord. We're talking about the best life. If you don't want it, that's on you. He wants you to have it. He believes you can have it. It's an incredible thing. It's a willing of my mind to love God with all my heart. It's a willing of my will. I'm sorry, it's a willing of my will. It's something I will to do every day. And I'm not saying Gary does that every day. I'm like you. Days I don't. But those days I don't, I can't put it on him. You're picking on me. No, I'm picking on me. You understand? It's a willing of my will to respect God, to love God. It's the doing of my mind. It's the transforming of my mind to where I put in my mind things that were not in my mind before the Word and teaching from His Word and scriptural principles are in my mind. And now that they're in my mind, I have a fighting chance with the Holy Spirit to make the best decisions. Amen? You understanding? Okay? So that's the best life, the blessed life. Okay? Now that's why so many people wish they could just write a check to a television ministry for $1,000 and get it. You're not. You're not going to get the best life and the blessed life by just sowing some seed money. Hey, it might help ministries. It might be a great thing to do. But if you're going to have the best life, the blessed life, it's going to take you doing something. Amen? And you're not. You can try to cocoon yourself if you want to or get over here, you know, where you're isolated. And I'm telling you what, guys, trouble's coming. As sure as the sparks fly upward, man's born for trouble. So if you're just trying to be trouble-free to get the best life, that's not the way to do it. It's to hook into what we've been talking about. And then no matter what comes your way, you can still rise above. You understand? Okay, that's what we're talking about. Let's move it forward now. Deuteronomy 6, that's where we saw the teaching last week. These words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. There's some words that God's going to give, and He has given already in this passage, that we should really hide in our heart, and we should teach them. The Bible says we should diligently teach them to our what? To our children. We should talk of these things when we're in the house. We should when we walk by the way. When we lie down at night, when we rise up. These kinds of things that we're going to talk about today should be a part of the conversation of when you're raising your family. But if you want that best life, there are going to be things that you're going to need to be talking about and doing. And we try to put something together this morning, I think, that you'll see. It's something I do around here. It's called Walk This Way. Let's look at some scriptures. We've taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is a book on wisdom. So if I can have the best life, the blessed life, I want to go to the book of Proverbs and see what the book of Proverbs says about having the best life. Okay? Or to be blessed. My son, don't forget my law. But let your heart keep my what? For length of days. Does that sound good? Long life. Does that sound good? Peace. Does that sound good? Shall they add to you? Does that sound good? Say. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table. Interesting. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find what? That word is blessing. That's the word blessing or happiness. And good understanding in the sight of God and men. Proverbs 8, 32. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for, say it with me, there's our word, blessed are they that keep my what? My ways. What is God's way? How can I walk this way? We're going to talk about walk this way, because if I walk this way, there's a blessing for me walking in that way. We should tell our kids about this way. We should, you know, talk about it at night, in the morning, when we get up. There's a way you can walk. And if you walk this way, you'll be what? Blessed. You'll have a better life. Hear instruction. Be wise. Don't refuse it. Blessed is the man that hears me. There's our word again. Watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso finds me finds life and shall obtain favor. That's our word again. Happiness, blessing of the Lord. But he that sins against me wrongs his what? Does that sound like having the best life? And they that hate me love death. Wow. Keep reading with me. Whoso despises, Proverbs 13, the word shall be destroyed. But he, read this with me, that what? Fears the shall be what? Sounds like that's a good thing, right? The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Do you think it's a good thing to depart from the snares of death? Absolutely. Good understanding, there's our word again, gives what? Favor or blessing, but the way of the what? The transgressor or the way of somebody who does not do what I say or does the opposite of what I say is what? The hard life. You want the hard life? You want the hard life or the blessed life? The best life. Well, see, there's a choice. We're talking about it. We're not there yet. Psalm 37, I slip back to Psalms, not just Proverbs, because I love this verse. You ought to memorize this verse. The steps, say it with me, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his word. There's a way for a good man or a good woman to walk. And the Lord's happy when you're walking that way. Okay? There's steps that a good man or a good woman can take. And the Lord's happy when we take those steps. Did you hear that right there or not? That's important for our message today. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. Doesn't that sound good? For the Lord upholds him with his hand. I love this scripture. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's a good word right there, ain't it? See, that's the best life. That means you're not going to fall. Just means you're not going to be utterly cast down. See, there's a life you can have where you're going to know the rest of your life, the Lord is not forsaking me. Are you hearing me today? This is the best life. Are we still clued in? You all right? I've been trying to fly. The best life, the blessed life, today's message, walk this way. You know, the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of what? Death is right. See, there's a way that God has taught us to walk. This way is not going to get you to heaven. Who gets you to heaven? Jesus. Unconditional love. He loves you. Put your faith in His Son, Jesus. You have everlasting life. But you are responsible for the way you walk. And there is a pattern. There's something given to us in the Word of God that I believe are the steps of a good man. And those are the steps. And you might know these steps. You might have heard these steps in the past, but I'm going to share them with you today. Jesus says in Matthew 22, repeating what we learned last week, "Thou shalt," sit with me, "love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." This part, sit with me. This is the first and great commandment. Keep pushing that forward. So love God. That's the first commandment, is that right? The second is like unto it, "Thou shalt," say it with me, "love your neighbor as your..." Then he makes this startling statement. He's saying this to a lawyer who's a Pharisee who's trying to trick him. He makes a startling statement to this guy. There are 600, I forget how many laws, 650 of them or something, 30 of them, the laws in the Bible. Okay, we talked about that last week. Jesus makes this statement, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." And I've thought about this before, but it goes along with my thinking today. How can I walk, Pastor, in the way of blessing? How can I walk in a way where I know I'm going to have the best life if I do these things? I'm going to tell you today what I'm going to put on the screen. I guarantee it. I absolutely guarantee it. You get a money-back guarantee. You will absolutely have a better life if you will take the steps of the good man or the good woman road. What is it? Well, Jesus said on these two what? Did we see commandments in Proverbs? What are you talking about, the law and the commandments? Didn't we see it back in Deuteronomy? Teach you to your children, etc. On these two what? Hang all the law and the prophets. These two things, loving God and loving people. Love God, love people. Love God, love people. Can you say that with me? Love God, love people. Love God, love... Come on. Love God, love people. Love God, love people. Love God, love people. Love God, love people. You got it? Say, hang it all on love God, love people. Now, interesting. On those things that he said, teach your children and put it on their head, put it on your arm, put it, you know, in their hearts. You teach them day and night, early morning, late. You teach it, walk as you walk, teach them in the house. Did you know there's some basic things that parents teach your children? Even if you're not a believer, there still is some basic things that some parents teach. But most parents probably teach your children. It's a good thing. God says there's something if you'll do, it's going to help you have the best life. And I just want to share it with you real quick. Walk this way. Something I've done. Christian television, we do this. Phones ring off the hook. Okay? Deuteronomy 5:1. Moses called all Israel and said unto them, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them, that you may keep them, and that you may" what? "Do them." Okay? Walk this way. There are some steps for you. See them? Can you say that verse with me again? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his... Can we do it again? Isn't that a good verse to memorize? Let's do it. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. It's a good verse for us. Walk this way. 1 through 10. There are 10 steps. These 10 steps are divided, or all the law hangs on these two thoughts. What was those two thoughts? Love God and love. Can we look at it again, Raj? Back it up. Love. Love. Have you noticed you ain't going to get up to step 5 if you don't do 1 through 4? Say,
well, I just love people.
But you don't love God. You don't really love people like you can. You understand? Come on now. The steps of a good man are what? These things are in order. These things are ordered by the Lord. Now, I know that verse can teach you other things, but I think this verse is teaching this as well today, what I'm teaching you today. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. These steps, Jesus said, hang all the law of the commandments, loving God, loving people. These steps are 10 of them. Ready? Here we go. Love God with all your heart, your soul, and mind. That's the first section. Right here. We're going to work on that right here. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. We're going to stay right there. Here we go. First step. They're actually the 10 commandments. How many know the 10 commandments in this room because I taught them to you? Can I see your hand? I know the 10 commandments because you taught them to me. How many? You're not being arrogant. You're pretty good at 10 commandments, and even if I ask a number, and I'm not going to do it right now, but you could probably get it. You could even out of order, I could pick a number and you'll get it. Can I see your hand? Here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to give you the video that's offered on television today free. It's free today, the 10 commandments. If you'll spend 30 minutes with me, you will know these 10 steps the rest of your life. And guys, this young family right here, they will love it. They will, girls, you're going to have fun with me. You're going, he's funny. And you're also going to say this, he's bigger than he used to be. He is now. Because I'm big and I'm like this. Anyway, it's a video teaching you the 10 commandments. And it's funny and fun. So it's your gift today as long as it lasts, okay? Come on, here we go. You're going to learn the 10 commandments today. Here we go. But let's talk about this right here. We're talking about the steps of a good man. I'm going to do it fast. I'm not going to teach you the 10 commandments. I just want to talk about these 10 steps real fast. But if you want to memorize them, Raj, just for the sake of doing, what's number 8? Really? Thou shalt not steal. It's what?
It's a snowman.
With a mask. Yeah. There's no man. Anyway, if you want to do this, free today. Back to me there, right here, come on. The steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the Lord. Hang it all on this, Jesus said. Love God, love people. The first four. Look at the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The word is first place. Say first place. You want to have the best life, you give God first place in your life. You want to have the best life, you give God first place in your life. Number two, the second step. The second commandment, thou shalt not make any graven image, likeness of anything that's in heaven above, earth beneath, or that's in the waters beneath the earth. Second commandment, okay? Don't make any gods. Don't have any idols. Don't have any graven images before me. Nothing like that. Don't make any idols out of anything. We need to have, I put the word perspective there. Always keep in perspective this thought. God's big on God. He ain't big on me. God never wants me to worship anything other than Him. He never wants me to have any graven image, anybody I put my faith in like I put my faith in Him. I'm just telling you, if you'll do this, you're going to have the best life. Are y'all hearing me or not? If you give Him first place, if you keep perspective that God deserves your worship, He deserves your praise, nobody else, He deserves your adoration, your honor, this is Him. You're going to have the best life. Teach this to your kids. Tell them to stop. You hear me today? They need to hear this. Kids, that sunset, God did that. Listen, we're going to give credit to some crazy big bang something. You just lost your mind. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. God created you. He knew you when you were in your mother's womb. We'll never give man credit for that. You understand? Okay? Number three. Third commandment, don't take the name of God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. You never should say that. You should never talk like that. using Jesus or saying GD and things like this. Guys, teach your children. You watch your mouth. Are you hearing me right now? Not going to talk like that. Ain't the way we talk. We praise the Lord with our lips. Listen, number three, profession, profession, profession. What comes out of your mouth ought to be good when you say things about God. Are y'all hearing me today? I'm telling you, you want the best life. You want the blessed life. The steps of a good man. There is some steps that you can take. These steps ain't getting you to heaven, guys. Jesus died for you. I'm not teaching the law to get you to heaven today. I'm teaching the law, though, while you're living down here on earth, you can have a better life. Don't you think it's good to know right from wrong, say? And then do the right thing, say? You see what I'm saying? Come on, that's why they put these Ten Commandments in our country and in places like court. Wonder why they show up in the courthouse. You think they just might be hoping the criminal might look at them. But that also stands over what we teach and what we believe in this country. How to treat people and how to love the Lord. Do you see what I'm saying? That'll give you the best life. Profess means to speak or proclaim. Your life ought to profess Christ. Your life ought to proclaim Christ. It's so crazy when something else is coming out of your mouth like that that's not honoring to God, guys. It's not good. It's not going to put you on a good path. I'm going to tell you something right now. You use filthy talk. Listen to me. Even if you don't like hearing this right now. You use filthy talk. Don't be surprised if you got filthy friends. You hearing me? And the way you talk and the way... Listen, there is something about how is it I always keep having these kind of people in my life? Maybe it's because that's the way you live it. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I want you to have the best life, God says. I'm not picking on you. Amen. You hearing me today? I know you think I've gone crazy. Buddy, I believe this stuff right here. I'm going to tell you right now. You'll have a better family, a flat-out better family. Mom and Dad, if you'll teach your children what I'm telling you this morning. And not one time. Oh, no, I'm going to remind you of this on Monday, Friday, Thursday, Sunday. It's coming up. Because this is the best life. Amen? Number four, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord thy God has commanded thee. Listen, I've read the Scriptures like you have. I understand the Sabbath is on Saturday. And Jesus rose. I understand we worship the Lord on the first day of the week. But you know what? If you go worship the Lord on Saturday, I'm happy with that. I ain't got no problem with that. You worship Him on Sunday, I ain't got no problem with that. Here's the point. Priority. Worship should be a priority in your life. Amen? Instead of nitpicking, arguing back and forth, man, make worship a priority in your life. Do you think if you worship the Lord and you have a time in your week where you're worshiping the Lord, do you think that's a better step for you in your life, yes or no? You see what I'm saying today? Y'all feel like you're sleepy on me. You're not? You just got that sleepy look. Here we go. Come on. So, we're almost halfway. Jesus said, hang all the law and the prophets on two things. Love God, love. So we looked at the love of God. Did y'all see that today? Okay? You can memorize these with funny stuff. It's funny. Free today. We'll give it to you on the way out. Hide God's Word in your heart, the Bible says, that you might not what? Sin against Him. Hide that Word. Why? So you can brag that you're better than somebody else? No! Hide the Word for you, dude! Hide the Word for you so that your steps are good steps you're taking through life. Amen? Number five, second section, Jesus said, love people as who? You're to love people as who? Okay? You should treat others like you want to be treated, right? Is that right? Okay? Number five, okay? What is this step? Commandment number five? Honor your father and mother as the Lord God hath commanded thee that your days, see if this sounds like a good thing, may be what? And that it might go what? In the land which the Lord your God gives. it sounds to me like God's saying, I want to give you the best life, the blessed life, and part of that best life, blessed life, is how you honor your mom and dad. Is that what that said? He said, teach this stuff to your kids morning, night, when you walk, when you're sleeping. Listen, what about if somebody's been a bad parent? You know, and they don't talk to you now. They're upset with you. I'm not saying, you know, you're going to wave a wand and it's all going to get better. But I am saying this. If at all possible, seek to honor them. If nothing else in your mind, where you're not bitter, you understand? When there's not bitterness and that root of bitterness gets in, because I've seen people through family turmoil, here they can't have the best life, the blessed life, because they're holding on to something bitter, some hurt, some pain. You understand? And I know the pain, and I've dealt with people, pain of a parent molesting a child. That pain is horrible. And the thing is, back in when this was written, the child molester would have been killed that day. But that's not our laws now. And so that lingering pain and how to deal with that, I'm just saying, I wish I could wipe it all away. But if somehow bitterness, because that's that enemy, he wants to get that inside of you. It's not something you've done, but it's just that pain. Are y'all hearing me today? Now, for most of us, that's not the case. Most of us, we just make choices to be mad. You understand? Yes or no? And you've got reasoning, and I understand that, and you can reason. But the point is, do you want to have the best life and the blessed life? The Bible says this is a promise in the Word of God. If you do this, it's something that's backed by God. You listening? Amen. Keep looking. Number five. I'm going a little long. Hang on. Number five. That's proper. That's the word right. Are y'all with me? Yes or no? Come on, right up here. Come on, right here. It's correct. It's wise. It's the right thing to do. Not going to take a lot more time. The sixth commandment. Thou shalt not what? Kill. You want to have the best life, the blessed life? Don't be going killing somebody. But how many have thought otherwise? If I just kill that sucker, I have a better life. Sure you have. Mama, the first hand up, Mama. It's funny. I know your story of your life because it's out there, public for the public to know. But I know that you're what? Yes. Yeah, she was molested and treated horribly as a child, hurt very deeply. And I don't know a happier person than Miss Mary Ann Jordan. And she said, I was set free when I forgave him. Wow. That's powerful. This is living proof right here in front of you. Good stuff. Thou shalt not kill. Life is what? Precious. Let me say a word to you guys. You can kill with your tongue. Listen to me. I'm going to say something. I'm going to be a little negative, and I'll probably get some flack for this later. There are people that have actually left Fellowship Church of the last little bit, and they haven't even got back yet. It's because somebody run their mouth to them. Isn't that crazy? Say. Isn't that stupid? Yeah or no? Okay? That's nuts, guys. We can kill the love somebody has for a ministry, the love somebody has for a person or a pastor or a people by things we say out of our mouth. Y'all listening or not? Terrible. You want the best life? Let me tell you something. If it ever gets out that you're a gossip, listen to me. Oh, I'm coming off on you now. If it ever gets out that you're a gossip, oh my gosh, are you going to have a crappy life when the word gets out on you? Oh, you're looking spiritual now, though. Yeehaw! You're riding that horsey, baby. But when the word gets out, you're going to have a bad life. Are you listening to me? God does not bless killing somebody or killing somebody's reputation or killing some honor of somebody because you had to do it. Oh, it might look good right now, but I'm telling you, and I'm young enough yet that I'm going to see it come to pass. You hear me today? That is no way to live your life. If you've got to live your life by putting somebody else down, that tells me already you're a crappy individual. You listening to me? I know that's hard preaching. Teach your kids when they grow up. No, we don't talk that way about other people. You think you ought to teach your kids that, yes or no? God says teach it when they're young.
I was young at the assignment.
Hey, shh, hush your mouth. What you talking about? Paddling on Johnny Alder. Hush your little mouth. Amen, yes or no? You know it's right. Come on. Number 7. Don't commit what? Adultery. You want to have a good life? Follow purity. That thing that feels good, that thing you want to do, that stepping out, that cheating, that messing around, oh yeah, that's good, good, good. Let me tell you something right now. That's not the best life. That's not the blessed life. Are y'all hearing me today? Purity. Listen, respect your husband, respect your wife, and listen to me, guys, mom and dad, respect your what? Kids. Don't be so selfish. You want the best life? This is God's point. These are the steps of a good. Has any of these steps been bad? Yes or no? Oh, God, that's bad. I can't believe you're making me do that. God's like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm getting you somewhere. The 8th commandment. Thou shalt not what? Steal. The word I put up here is purchase. What do I mean? You want something, pay for it. Is there a sense of satisfaction when you buy something and you know you paid for it? Maybe you had to save up for it. Does that feel good? Listen, pay for it. How does it feel when you do this? You do what? Work for it. No, I'm just going to go steal it. That's a fleeting thing, stealing it. Oh, good. You stole it. Great. Amen. Say, listen, this is the right way. Do you think it's a good thing for people to work? Pay for things? You think that's a good way to live your life? Oh, yeah. You're laughing at me doing the shuffle up here, aren't you, brother? Roger's face is all... Here. The 9th commandment I'm trying to get done. Don't bear false witness against your neighbor. That's true. That handles gossip right in there, too, like we did on number 6. But the idea is don't lie. You ought to have that as a principle in your life that I know I can't have the best life, the blessed life, if I lie. If I lie, yeah, but you can get, or it'll blank or whatever. I can't do it because it ain't right. Do what? People don't believe you anymore. Shall be friars. That's what it says in the Bible. All right. She's up here preaching back to me. You can't come every week. I ain't going to get nothing done. Yeah. Tell the whole and nothing but the. So help me. Amen. Why not? But don't mistake that to think, though, that you can go say other things and hurt somebody's reputation and be gossiping and doing that. Because there's a way that truth can get twisted. Understand? That's if you want the best. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I like this. I'm up at the top now. Neither shall you desire your neighbor's wife. No, that's not a good thing. Neither shall you covet your neighbor's house or his field or his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his ass, his anything. Amen? What's the commandment? Thou shalt not covet. What's the word? Praise. Praise the Lord. Look at this. Covet is to want something that somebody else's. Covet is to feel sorry for yourself because you don't have what somebody else has. To think you deserve it and they don't. You know what that makes you? A total ingrate for the good things that you do have. Amen. Teach your kids this. Well, Johnny got this, and Daddy, we don't got what Johnny got. Well, you help those kids to understand. No, you don't got what Johnny's got, but you got this, and you got that, and you got Jesus, and you got me, and you got Mama. And we're happy. And we ought to be happy just Johnny just got that thing.
And let's tell Johnny how happy we're happy about him. Don't get mad and want to beat up Johnny.
That's what I used to do in school. I'd go beat up the kid that got the stuff. Push him in a lock. What's that? How you got that, huh? That's no way to beat a guy. Amen. Say. That's not the best life. So, praise the Lord for what He's given you. Love God, love people. Those are the 10 steps. We're done with the message. Number 11. Oh, it's not a number 11, really. People always call that love your neighbors yourself the 11th commandment. It's really not the 11th commandment. It's 5 through 10, isn't it? Yeah. I put this 11 up here for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace. I've ordered some steps for you. Not of evil. And I expect good things for your life. I expect good things for your life. Matter of fact, I expect you to have the best life and the blessed life if you'll follow these steps. Amen? So, the Bible says, walk this way. To get to heaven? No. To have a good life down here. And to allow the Lord to be able to give you the best things in your life. If you'll follow His commands, walk in this way, God says, hey, you're going to have great things. Amen? I believe. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen!